Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. This might not be a real positive piece here to start a cold winter's week here. Luke Jones about to join us. I would tell you about the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We had another cancellation last week with weather up at Libs Grill in Bel Air. We're going to get the thing back on the road. We're going to be at Fadley's on March the 6th. That is our next Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I will have the Monopoly scratch-offs as well as Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs. So I want to get that out of the way as we get going here. And also, this week, if you hear some cool conversations of recent times in the last year or two from Crab Cake Tours, educational pieces, Baltimore pieces, cool pieces, just all sorts of stuff from, I don't know, Gina Schock and Mark Viviano to anything regarding life and sports in the big city, you'll hear it here this week, including a cup of soup or a bowl. Luke Jones is here. Dude, we haven't gotten together in a week, right? I mean, Super Bowl was a terrible game, unless you lived in Philadelphia. Hats off to your brother-in-law and everybody else that likes the Eagles. Yeah, I mean, better them than the Commanders, I guess, the Maryland Commanders. But the Tucker thing, it was quiet for a while, and it was so quiet that I almost texted my people over at the banner and said, all right, just give me a 15-minute warning on this so I know the next time this thing, because you know where these stories go, and then you know where the audience goes. It's a cash grab. It's not a cash grab. There's probably not going to be any lawsuit in any of this from every lawyer I've talked to. I'm writing a column on this, but honestly, I wanted to talk to you to start our week
Yeah.
before I ink my column because the depth of this thing from society and women and massage and lawyers and legal and Chad Steele and the Ravens and Steve Bisciotti and Ray Rice and the Hall of Fame and and all of it. It like they all want it to go away, and it's February, and they're not letting you in the building this week. And you and I would have to fly off to Indianapolis and find a coffee shop and run around and chase down DaCosta, which I tried last year down in Florida in order to convene them. But at some point, they're going to have to come out of their den, cavern, cave, hole, and address this.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we've heard from the Ravens on this was a statement on January 30th when the original report came out. And it was what, six massage therapists at that point in time? The statement was, "We are aware of the Baltimore Banner story regarding Justin Tucker. We take any allegations of this nature seriously and we'll continue to monitor the situation." It's literally all we've heard from the Ravens.
That's a
And
cut and paste.
yeah, and it's very standard. And in fairness to them, that's any team in the league, the initial reaction to a story of that nature is going to be something very similar
Well, it
to that,
came at a
right?
great time, this story for them. Anybody thinking that this thing planted by the Raven, I mean, all the conjecture that's out there, this is the best time in the world for them to have this happen. It's quiet, it goes away. The baseball team's playing. Look over there, it's Saturday Night Live. Look over there, what Trump did today. Like there's a whole, yay, Terps won by 30 the other night. There's a whole way to whitewash this. And have the general manager and the coach run off to Indianapolis next week and hide. And they don't have to do anything, so they're not gonna.
Well, and I mean, in theory, I guess you can approach it that way if you want to. But as I was thinking about this, and full disclosure, when the story came out, I was at worship service at church, right? I mean, I didn't see it until an hour and a half after the links were tweeted out. And the first thing that came to mind is, and we talked about this when it was the six initial massage therapists with the accusations that were reported in the banner, and then what, that Sunday, so it was 2 or 3 days later, three more, so it was up to nine. We talked about this at that point in time. You know, if you're looking at it from the organization's perspective, you know, what's the threshold here that anything's okay and you're going to proceed, or you're going to say, all right, that's enough, we have to move on here? I mean, what's the number, right? What has to happen one way or the other? Because at the end of the day, your player has, you know, put out this lengthy statement denying everything, calling it tabloid fodder, right? All the everything that was in that
Just
initial
deny
statement,
it.
Right,
He
exactly.
pointed fingers at journalists and called journalists liars, and he called these women liars, and he called their bosses liars, and he called their lawyers liars. So just get on the record with that.
So if you're the organization, at some point in time, the silence and him continuing to be employed by you is, whether you want to say it, state it this plainly or not, is we believe our guy and the 16 women are lying. Right? I mean, it's not, and you can't just say, well, it's about statute of limitations. Oh, this was through 2012 through 2016. Your player has denied it, right? This isn't, while I don't agree with the way some of this is worded, I made some mistakes. I was young. I was immature. There's nothing along those lines where you could even make, from the organization standpoint, where you could make an argument that, this is not the same individual that was the 22-year-old who was doing, or the 24-year-old who was, right? So I guess for me, if you're letting this play out, and obviously they're letting it play out to some degree or another, right? And I've heard some people make mention, well, he's going to be, if they're going to release him, it'd be a post June 1st cut. Well, you can announce releases ahead of time. I mean, you can announce intentions to trade a player, you can announce a player's going to be released, and then it's not processed until March 12th or March
They
14th.
get it. Chad Steele, if they had real leadership out there and they had their act together, like literally, and weren't throwing media members out while and honoring Ray Rice and just all of what they do out there and the way they conduct themselves in a general sense of arrogance and invincibility, they'll move on from this. They're going to cut his ass, and that's good. And they're going to run from this, and they're going to pretend it never. I mean, that's not a prediction. That is based on all the history we've seen about all of this. But the way they could deal with this is to send, their high-paid spokesman, that handsome man. They could just put a one sentence out. It is our intention to cut Justin Tucker and move on. We'll address this more in the future.
Right.
They could be literally. They could send that out at 10 a.m. today. 4 p.m. on Friday, whenever they want to do it, whenever it's convenient for them, in the middle of the snowstorm Thursday morning, whatever. And just one sentence, BAL would go with it, everybody go with it. There'd be no press conference. And Zrebeck and Hensley would be running around out in Indianapolis next week. And Eric would shrug his shoulders and just do whatever he's going to do next week. And they'll say whatever they're going to say, and they'll draft a kicker, and it'll just be a thing that happened that nobody knew about.
Right.
Isn't that the
What?
playbook? Didn't I just give you the playbook?
But why wait? Why wait then, right? I mean, and okay, I can understand, if we're to humor that storyline that they didn't know, right? Let's just humor that possibility for the moment. At what point in time, again, this goes back to what I said in terms of asking, what's the threshold here, right?
Well,
I'm
they've
not.
already lying themselves and twisting themselves. That's the part that's really getting crazy after Ray Rice and after the ish they've done to me personally. And I've sat here for 40 years and documented everything. So I'm not part of the story. But Mark Andrews running off the podium 3 weeks ago, just all of it in a very, very general sense in how their brand and their communications is poorly managed all the way around, just all the way around. This is indicative of the arrogance of all of it, is just that wait a little while and it'll go away. There'll be just something that makes it, they want it to go away. And the band, by the way, that first banner story said that one of the Team Tucker people said the Ravens that will supply massage therapists, names, this, that, of how legitimate Justin. I haven't seen any massage therapist running to the banner to say Justin, like that there was going to be that the defense part of Team Tucker was no. The Ravens haven't said anything, so they haven't touched this either. The
Right.
Ravens aren't responding to the banner, and so anybody that was in on this theory that like the Ravens blew the whistle, I mean, none of that. None of the conspiracy stuff makes sense. You know what I believe, Luke? I believe the journalism. That's where I am. I'm going to go with the journalist in this.
Well, I mean, you have 16 massage therapists with accusations that are strikingly similar, right? I mean, these are all very, very similar. It'd be one thing if these accounts were all over the place, if the behavior was all over the place, if something kind of didn't jive with what other accounts were saying, but you're not seeing that, right? It's a very consistent pattern of behavior. I guess with some of the new accusations, there was, talk about him staring intently. But beyond that, all of these sound very, and I don't say this to be dismissive about it, very cookie cutter in terms of one to the other, right? I mean, these sound very similar in nature in terms of the accused inappropriate behavior. So, I again, for me, it goes back to from the organization's perspective. What are you waiting on here? Like, to your point, you're not seeing this public outcry of people coming to his defense. Again, we're talking about something that was a long time ago. Noted. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Let's be clear about that. Just because something happened a long time ago doesn't mean it didn't happen. The Ray Rice thing happened in a public place, right? It happened in a casino. There were cameras. I don't think any of this was subject to surveillance video, right? I mean, I plead ignorance, not knowing a whole lot about
I think the
.
thing that would be surveyed is that if you went to 9 different massage places and all of them told you never to come back again,
Or at least, whatever the number is, I mean,
in
it's been
one
multiple
city,
ones,
I
right?
mean, Lord knows if he went to get a massage in DC or Philly or, on vacation. Like, I don't know, but this is insane. I mean, I guess that not just celebrity and money and fame and skirting it is that when you get thrown out of one, there's not a like a child predator list of massage predator. Like, how many massage places could you be banned from in one city? I mean, it's insane. It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
I mean, I keep coming back to, the number's not getting smaller, right? The numbers only has only gotten bigger. I mean, it's more than doubled since the initial report, right? We've gone from 6 to 9 to 16 now.
And people
So
are saying these women are coming out looking for money. The statute of limitations is gone. Like, I've talked to three lawyers this weekend at length, and
right.
all of them sort of sang the same song of if he would have issued a release the day it happened, had a press conference, brought his wife, looked apologetic, apologized into a camera, like done all the acting. He's been to acting school. I've Royal Farms coffee. Yeah, he's done all just apologize. Say I was a jerk, and we're a forgiving society. Donald Trump is running the country after leading an insurrection. People forgive people here. But this thing of going after the journalist and digging in, and Chad Steele hiding, and Bisciotti off on his boat, and team no speaky, and nobody speaky, and sit now 16, and they're pissed at the journalists. I put it on my Facebook, and people are so dumb that they think it's my report and I'm spreading rumors. It speaks to you and I having a different intellect about this, doing it every day. Our audience, hopefully, here, at least on the radio, on the web, having a different intellect about what we consider to be journalism around here and why Chad Steele doesn't want me in the building and people like me in the building. And I never heard about any of this, but man, oh man, oh man, there ain't no place I go in this city. I was on a bar stool at Costas on Saturday. My wife and I decided to go out to have dinner at Costas Saturday night. Somehow I thought we were going to sneak in. I haven't shaved, as you can see. I sat on a bar stool. Guy next to me is talking to me and how I love this. He told me, hey man, I got your book. I'm like, do you like it? I didn't read it. Guy behind me sold me my carpet, Steve from over at Jim Boyd. And then across the way was a guy who's your age who was a kid of my friend Dave Miller, who's now like 41, and we're laughing about eating shrimp salad. And all three of them, hey, what do you think of Justin Tucker? Justin Tucker. And they all had an opinion. None of them read the journalism. 3 weeks later, they all wanted to know what I thought without reading the pieces. I don't know what to say, dude. I don't know what
Oh.
I really I don't know how to help those people really navigate the planet, you know, at a time when the Constitution's being taken away. And also just to navigate facts, details, law, legal. The women are screaming for money. No, they're not. No, they're not. That's just dumb. Sorry. I don't have any I've got to start calling dumb stuff dumb as wear my blunt person shirt. I just need to in 2025 that I can't deal with the stupidity.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of this goes back to whether we're talking about an athlete, whether we're talking about a celebrity in Hollywood, whatever, you know, any public figure. I think there's, especially if it's a beloved public figure, I think there's a natural tendency with some to try to differentiate between what you've known that individual to be in terms of their excellence on the field or in Hollywood or in music or whatever it might be, because that's how you know that person, right? Most people that are, you know, taking that stance with Justin Tucker don't know him at all personally. They know him because he makes kicks, or back in October and November when he wasn't making kicks, and you heard a lot of really nasty stuff towards Justin Tucker that had nothing to do with off the field. It was all about his failure and inability to do his job adequately. So,
But he also worked really hard to build a brand around his
sure.
singing and his
Sure.
acting and his
And people like
Christianity
that. And
and
people like
his
that in the same way that Ray,
flowers. And I
people
mean,
really liked Ray Rice,
he put
right?
on an act. Yeah.
So look, it's not my place to question someone's intelligence, or, you know, people are going to have opinions about something regardless of what information is out there. I think our
I don't
society,
know what the
we
word
see
is
that.
when you have an opinion on
But
something and you have no facts. I don't know. I don't know what to call that. I really don't. I
I
mean, I
mean,
don't.
again, you can comment on that. But again, for me, it's looking at it from the team's perspective. The longer you say nothing on this, the silence just becomes that much more deafening. And I mean, if the plan is truly to just wait this out and Justin Tucker is going to continue to be employed, I mean, that's quite a message you're sending to your fan base, and specifically to the female segment of your fan base, which isn't inconsequential here, mind you. When you look at the NFL and breakdowns as far as what percentage of NFL fan bases are female in this day and age, right? I mean, it's not like it was 50 years
But
ago
there's
from
also
that.
the innocent until proven guilty part of this that I have to
Sure.
push back on for all of that to say, like, what do you do with that? And that, I guess that's where we get into this contractually. Let's move off of this salacious part of this and let's move on to the pragmatic part of there's a draft, there's a combine. DaCosta and Harbaugh are going to have to come out and say something at some point. Bisciotti's going to run, Sashi Brown's going to run and hide. They're actually having the owners' meetings on opening day, so we're not even going to be there stalking them this year for the owners' meetings down at the Breakers. But there's a lot of football going on here, and I'm going to put this in the piece, okay? At the end of the day, he sold some chicken. He sang some songs. He's not going in the Hall of Fame. He's not going in the Ring of Honor. He will kick in the league again. He'll kick for another team. He'll kick this year for another team. I'll make that prediction. But like through all of this, he's just a freaking kicker, dude. And they're going to move on and they're going to go get another kicker and they're going to do that pronto. That's part of the plan. Now, how quickly they move on. He's not coming back here kicking for them. And dead cap number and all, like what, you know, this is a very, from a football perspective, other than making kicks with the game on the line in Buffalo next January and figuring out who that's going to be, it ain't going to be him. And that's an easy part of, I think, of the sports part of our analysis of their roster, right?
Yeah, I hear that, but then my question is, then why wait? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, is there
To
really
give him
more?
the presumption of innocence that everybody gave him 2.5 weeks ago,
Yeah,
3 weeks ago, right?
I mean, I guess.
Dude, they went so far with Ray Rice
No, no, but believe
and
me,
wink, 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 wink. They never saw the video or really
that's.
knew what happened. They told her to blame it on herself in front of the world on a cell phone, dude. Like, I think you were even there that. Were you there that day? No,
For the Ray Rice Jeanette, yeah, I was there.
you were there that I never even
Yeah.
asked you about. We never even discussed that, not even privately,
Oh,
because
we
it's.
discussed it a decade ago. We just don't remember it.
I don't think, no, we didn't because my wife was ill and I didn't talk a lot about it. But like, because I remember that period of
Right.
time, I was
I guess
down.
the point is, it was discussed plenty at the time. But see, you bringing up Ray Rice is why I have doubt until they actually do that, right? But because of a lot of what you just said is why wouldn't you, like, what's going to change, right? I mean, are you just waiting for 16 women, or let's just say 13 of them suddenly wake up and say, I wasn't telling the truth. Justin Tucker didn't do any of these. You know what I mean? Like, is that what? Because other than that, I mean, to me, the longer you wait, I mean, again, the sign, you saw it a ton on Sunday. And look, this is the court of public opinion, which that's what this is about, right? Because of the statute of limitations, because of what you said, speaking to legal experts is in terms of, but you know, the silence is deafening. And the longer it goes on, the more I ask, like, what are you waiting for here? And again, people can say, well, post June 1st, you can announce your intentions to move on from somebody ahead of time, right? I mean, we see that all the time. We've seen that with players that the Ravens announced they were going to move on from. That wasn't an off-field disgrace or controversy or anything like that. Strictly about performance. We talked about this at the time that the initial story came out. I mean, the Ravens have plenty of cover here just to cut Justin Tucker from a performance standpoint, with the way that he kicked in 2024. So that's where I look at this and say, I don't know. I'm not going to make that assumption. I think you're right, but
Again, it's a one sentence release this morning.
yeah.
Chad Steele, get your typewriter out, send it over to Patrick or whoever sends these things out. One sentence. The Baltimore Ravens will move on from Justin Tucker after
Sure.
June 1st, or leak it to Adam Schefter or Rappaport, whatever,
Well,
however you want to do it. You know what I mean?
and let me clarify, because you just said it. You can designate someone as a post June 1st cut, and but you don't have to wait till June 2nd anymore. All that is an accounting measure where you release the player, and you know, when you can do that at the start of the league year for a post June 1st designation, they are gone. They're free to sign with anyone else. That cap space that you say by designating it that way is on the books until June 2nd then. So it's not like, if you recall, Steve McNair was one of those weird post June 1st when the Ravens acquired him 19 years ago, at this point in time. So it's not even about that. So that's where I just look at this and say, I mean, I hear that. I hear everything you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong, Nestor. I'm not. Let me be clear. But I'm not 100% convinced of that, because waiting this out, and we're talking now 2.5 weeks, so going on 3 weeks since the initial story came out. You know, the longer you wait, you're sending a message louder and louder that I think you don't want to send, you know, to not just to these 16 women, but to
Can you
anyone who's
imagine
very
these
troubled by this
16 women
story.
all gathering in my studio on a stage and answering questions about this? How in like if these women were gathered together, like how this guy Belsky and the lawyer, I haven't reached any of them. I've done no journalism on this because the banner is all over it and it's their story and they should be their story. And kudos to them for having a the wherewithal to do it. I wonder how their press credentials are going to go from old Chad this year. I hope they're members of the Pro Football Writers Association. Luke Jones is my guest. I'm wearing my blunt person shirt. Dude, we've talked no football, right? I mean, like, I tried to goad you into talking about football and you won't do
Well,
it.
and let me just clear up, because we've made mention of a lot of post June 1st. So when we are talking about that, and I think most of our audience has followed football enough to at least know or hear about what a pre June 1st versus post June 1st. It has to do with accounting. It has to do with how money hits the salary cap. As things stand right now, if the Ravens cut Justin Tucker without a post June 1st designation, that cap hit. For because he's under contract through 2027, as things stand right now,
He's
in
got 3 years
mid-February.
left on his deal.
So he has 3 years left on his deal. If you were to cut him without that post June 1st designation, you would actually lose some cap, meaning there'd be a credit of almost $500,000 that would be added to the cap for this year, and you would have $7.5 million in dead money on the salary cap. So it would be. It's prohibitive to cut him pre-June 1st from a salary cap standpoint. If you do it post-June 1st, basically what that does is that allows you to break up the dead cap money into some of that being this year and then the rest of it being next year. So when you do a post-June 1st designation, there would still be, I think it's $2.8 million in dead money on the cap this year, but you would save $4.2 million
But what if he
because
has a $1 million roster bonus on April 1st or something? I don't know about the contract part of that.
I
Or
don't, I could be wrong
for
on
the most
this.
part, these guys don't get paid in the off season. For the most part.
I mean, it all depends. And one thing you do have to keep in mind is you do have, Justin Tucker is someone that in the past has restructured his deal because he's been one of those players that you do that with, right? Players, your core players that are on long-term contracts, typically have base salaries built into their deal that are very easily transferred into a signing bonus. You give that player a signing bonus, and then you're able to lower their cap number for that the current league year.
You pay them in advance, basically. You
Yeah,
give them now money.
basically. So, he's someone that they've done that with in the past. I don't, based, and I'm looking at overthecap.com, which is the best salary cap resource league wide that's out there. Not perfect, but it's really good. But I don't, I'm not aware of like a roster bonus or anything like that. So, this is pretty cut and dried in terms of, if you're going to cut them, it would be a post June 1st because you want to try to ease the salary cap burden as much as you can. Yeah, it's going to be some dead money. There'd be some dead money next year as well. And that's how it works. I mean, there
He's
was a
made
ton.
$65 million kicking a football. He's made a lot of money.
He's been really good at his job, right? I mean, and again, this goes back to, going back to your commentary on people that are standing by Justin Tucker, fans that are standing by Justin Tucker. It when real life kicks in, right? We're not talking, no pun intended, with kicking in, right? But you're talking about someone who's been beloved because of his public persona, because of what he's done on a football field. And then when you have something like this that comes out that contrasts that in an alarming way, that's difficult for people. And that doesn't mean I think that that he deserves undisputed support or anything like that. Let me be clear, but I can understand the struggles with that.
By the way,
There.
Rasig came on last week on Cup of Super Bowl, and Rasig, was in Buffalo during O.J. Simpson and all that. He's like, I was the last one to believe that O.J.,
Yeah,
because
I
you
mean
loved
it's
O.J.
right,
You just did.
and that's where I want, and that's where I do want to have some empathy for fans who just want to be fans, right? I mean, there are 10-year-olds out there right now who love Justin Tucker, who, whatever little bit maybe that their parents have exposed them to, or they've heard from their friends at recess or whatever, they're disappointed by this. They're crushed by this. They don't want to believe this, right? I mean, the Ray Rice thing was very similar in terms of what Ray Rice meant on the field, what he meant as very much a face of the franchise that met with corporate sponsors and did a lot of that. He did a lot of that stuff for him, and you know that.
He was on the face of their credit card.
Hey,
He
right.
had
So
an M&T bank card.
there's a there's a natural, and Rasig talking about OJ in Buffalo is a great, I mean, obviously a much more heinous act, right? But that's an
It's the same
example of.
concept of he's a star not capable of doing that. That's
Right.
all.
And
That's it.
that, the lesson again, and we've talked about this, and it's
Matt
something,
Lauer, you know what I mean?
it's
Bill
right.
Cosby. We go
But
on and on and
it's
on.
something that I really myself, just as a reporter, as someone who talks about professional athletes for my livelihood, have, the Ray Rice thing, I tried to take the lesson of, what little bit I've gotten to know Ray Rice or Justin Tucker in this case or whomever is to tread carefully about making sweeping generalizations, good or bad. Let's be clear about that as well, right? Let's not make generalizations that are too negative either or unfair in a negative direction, but to understand that, when you're talking about, in the case of Ray Rice with a domestic violence incident, or in this case where you're talking about inappropriate sexual misconduct of of some sort, right? That you have people who do these kinds of things that their own closest friends, their own family members aren't aware of it. So when we're talking about this as guys on the radio, media members, when we're talking about this as fans, when you're talking about this as an organization, when something like this comes out, you know, whether you had heard conjecture and whispers and murmurs about it or more than that in the past, you know, that it's a reminder that you never truly know someone 100%. And that doesn't mean we should be accusatory all the time either. Let's be clear. Let's not become so cynical that everyone's a criminal and everyone's a miscreant and everything. You know, let's not go that far, but let's also have some awareness to know that we don't truly know people 100%. So that's where, when something like this comes out, we should take it seriously because we don't know. And, you know, as much as you don't want to convict someone in the court of public opinion just like that, at the same time, you don't want to exonerate someone in the court of public opinion just like that because, you know, at the end of the day, as this story continues to grow to where it is as we sit here presently, you know, you're saying Justin Tucker's telling the truth and 16 women are lying. You know, if you're taking that approach, that stance right
And
now.
the
And
journalists went out to find them to tell them to
sure,
lie.
sure. So,
I'm not going to let that go, Luke. I mean, I'm not, because I just hear too much garbage from these Trumpers about all media lies. It's insane that if the media reports it, it can't be believed in some way. Legitimate media. I like, it's destroying the country, but certainly for me, as my career and what I've tried to do here with this organization after Ray Rice, you know, and again, we go back to them standing by Ray Lewis, right? Like when Ray Lewis got into this trouble, Art flew down. We're long past that. That'll never happen again. Where a pro athlete and where an owner gets on the plane and says, "That's my guy." I think we're way past the point where that'll ever happen again.
yeah,
This franchise has had it all, dude. You know,
yeah,
really, in a lot of
no,
ways, it's had it all.
no question. So, again, for me, what is the threshold here? What is the plan here? We haven't heard from the team. To your point, the timing has been very convenient from that standpoint in terms of the team not having any requirement to be front-facing in the way that when it happens during the season, John Harbaugh is required to talk to the media 4 times a week, and players are made available, you know, not that the paramount thing here would be to ask his teammates about it, but for me, again, what's the threshold here? You know, it was 6, then it was up to 9, and now we're at 16 at 8 different spas/massage therapy,
And by the way,
headquarters
my
of some
dude in
sort.
Cleveland, and everybody's asking, like, and the national perspective of black quarterback Houston does these things. He gets smeared, still gets $250 million, but nobody, he gets booed roundly, even in Cleveland. You know, where's the Justin Tucker part of the fanfare around this as to what he will endure as, and let's be honest, dude, Justin Tucker, as of 6 weeks ago, was going to the Hall of Fame. He was going to, at some point, he was going to go to the Hall. Deshaun Watson ain't going nowhere, but Justin Tucker, I don't know what happens to him moving forward for his star, his money, but I don't think he's going to have to spend $20 million in a lawsuit out of court because none of the lawyers I have met believe that to be the case on statutes of limitations. If anything were to come up in 2018, 19, 20, 21, if that happens,
Yeah.
it's a whole different can of worms, right? But like from a legal standpoint, for what the court of public opinion is going to do to him versus Watson. Now, Watson, had he gone off into the sunset and never played again and not gotten a $250 million deal and became a backup quarterback in Detroit who was forgotten about, maybe he wouldn't be so reviled. Certainly not by Steve Bisciotti, who had to negotiate with Lamar Jackson based on what the idiot owner did in Cleveland. But the public sentiment and the fallout of this for what happened to Watson, and Tucker might be able to walk away from this on a national. If he doesn't want to kick anymore, just wants to go home to Texas and count his money, and just go away. I thought John Rocker went away and he came back last week, by the way. But like, just go away. He will have the opportunity to maybe do that. It's not his personality, but I mean, I'm fascinated to see how this plays out for Justin Tucker the rest of the way in a public sentiment way, because he's now Deshaun Watson. We've had 5, 6 years of Deshaun Watson. We've had 2 weeks of this.
Yeah, I mean, the situations, while the allegations and all, putting all of that part of it aside, I mean, you're talking about someone who's a franchise quarterback. Now, Justin Tucker is not your average kicker, completely acknowledging that. You're talking about a multi-time Pro Bowl kicker, most accurate in NFL history, all those different accolades. But the Watson thing, for it to be, the accusations that turned into a trade, a $230 million fully guaranteed unprecedented contract, what that meant, an organization in the Cleveland Browns that not only accepted it but embraced all of those accusations, right? I mean, that was the message that was sent there. They embraced that and said, "We're good with that. Take our $230 million guaranteed. We don't care about whether you're a scum off the field or not. We need a quarterback," right? I mean, that was the message they conveyed with all of that, and we're desperate to do it.
Well,
So,
Tucker's gonna have to come out of the house at some point if he wants a job,
yeah,
right? Like at
but he's
some
also
point
not gonna
he's.
but he's
But
not
what
gonna
is he
get a
gonna do? Admit guilt?
$230 million guaranteed
Is
contract,
he
right?
gonna now
So,
step up and apologize to the journalists that he called liars and tabloid journalists? I want to be at that effing press conference in a
yeah.
chicken suit, eating Western fries. Like seriously, like I don't know how he goes out and faces this up, but I do know if the Atlanta Falcons need a kicker, they'll sign him. You know what I mean? Like if somebody needs a kicker, he might kick again. I mean, maybe. I wouldn't. I'm not ruling that out. I'm not
No.
ruling out that there will be no lawsuits. That like I've been told that by lawyers that this is just going to be this dirty thing that lingers on, and the Ravens are going to run from it. I guess the league would like to run from it, but the league would never blackball anybody named Colin Kaepernick, would they? No, they would never do that. So I don't know how the league feels about signing a 35-year-old kicker and putting him on the field as the accused. But he's never going to step up and man up and say he did this. I mean, I can't imagine that press conference. No.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the league, and that's where, it is interesting to see whether there will be any discipline from the league. We know that there does not need to be, charges or a criminal consequence to this. We've seen that. I mean, Deshaun Watson was suspended, for the number of games that he was, despite, criminal charges and all of that, not going anywhere. So from that standpoint, there's interest there as far as what happens on that front. But, I've been doing this long enough, and we've seen enough situations and enough sports over the years. I don't make any assumptions about anything at this point in time. And I don't say that because I'm smarter than anyone else. It's just I've seen a lot of things go very differently from how I expected them to, whether I'm talking about from a media standpoint or just observing as a fan, right? Over the course of my, 35-ish years that I can remember consuming sports, as a 41-year-old at this point. We're going to see how that plays out. But again, for me, I keep coming back to that, threshold word, in terms of the Ravens here. What are you waiting for? What are you trying to see? What's going to happen? How are you going to proceed? How are you going to comment about this at the combine? Everything.
When's the
But
combine date?
at the end of the month, I
Okay.
mean, like, yeah, we're talking,
Next week.
coming up here in the next, yeah. So it, we should hear something soon. Now, I'm guessing it's going to be short, and maybe the idea is you're going to announce it right before then. I don't
Look at
know.
that Ronnie Stanley thing. Isn't that something? Hey, Lamar's
So,
throwing the ball well this offseason, huh?
no,
He and Zay are playing catch. Yeah, I
nothing
mean,
like that
like,
going on yet.
they're going to be
So.
doing all of that, though, soon.
So, I mean, it's just it's a story that is now close to 3 weeks old, and with the new reporting that came out Sunday morning, that's the number of the accused have gone or the accusers have gone up, but beyond that, we're still in the same holding pattern. And again, at this point in time, I mean, I saw Mike Freeman, I saw a lot, national reporters kind of saying, The silence is deafening from the Ravens right now. So,
Well, this is where we plug the WNST text service, right? And say, if you text 410-821-9678, you just text WNST or join to that number. You get on it. The minute there is any word, we get it out first, right? That's what we do.
And I think waiting to see what's going to happen with this, and who's going to be kicking for the Ravens, and how are they going to proceed, and what's the timeline, and what's going to happen with Justin Tucker? Still a lot of questions, but the story, if waited out was the approach here, Sunday morning was a reminder that no, it's not going away.
Well, I still ate some Royal Farms chicken over the weekend, and I would implore all of you to do the same. He is Luke Jones. He's Baltimore Luke. You can find him anywhere the internet is served. Tens of thousands, millions of you find us every year. Like, it's insane. We have a new media kit out. I hope everybody sees it, reads it. I'm going to share it out on social media because Luke and I have worked very, very hard over the last decade and a half to earn your trust and your attention and your phone number on the text service and your email when we've emailed you and your support when I dropped off 144.8 pounds. I actually wrote that wrong. I wrote 114.8. My wife's like, no, it was 144. You gotta get the math right. Over to Catonsville Emergency Assistance. So big thanks to everybody that supported A Cup of Soup or Bowl. All the great stories from last week. I feel a little remiss. We're gonna get back down to Fadley's on March 6th. I had a couple of police officers doing this thing called Preparing Youth for Tomorrow. Great, great guys. So I'm looking forward to getting Derek out and his troops on the 6th of March. Also, our friends at American Cancer Society and the Hope Lodge, we're going to get them back next month. But in the meantime, enjoy all the conversations. They're all up. Our Wise Conversations up on the front of Baltimore Positive. Going to be a long week around here as we get ready for baseball, football, spring training. I just hope Adley Rutschman hits the baseball. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.